Pottery is an art form of necessities. Earth, water, and fire, shaped and formed together by inspiration. And in our discussion, divine inspiration. It's possible to mirror the metaphor in the human condition. We are made of dust of the earth. We're baptized by water and refined by holy fire. And through the ultimate divine craftsmanship of God, we are formed by heaven. We are shaped by the work of God's loving hands. But consider for a moment, are you shaped by the influences of the world or those of heaven? Well, this meditation from Isaiah chapter 64 is a celebration of heavenly creation, a commemoration of how the Creator of the universe influences you, how the work of God's hands molds you, how the divine potter shapes you. So begin this time by resting in the presence of the divine potter. Just rest your body. Shutter your eyes closed. Begin to relax your breathing and still your heart. And start to notice the Holy Spirit beginning to mold and shape your life. Secure in this holy retreat, listen and reply to this reading from Psalm chapter 100, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Enter into God's gates with a song of thanksgiving. And Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. And enter into God's courts with praise. And Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. And be thankful to God. Bless and praise his name. And Lord God, please mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. Now spend a few moments being aware. Bring your attention to the present moment and become alert to how the work of God's hands is shaping you. Now take note too of what the Holy Spirit is revealing. What parts of your life are being exposed? What is being worked and shaped by God? I know that being shaped can be painful at times. So do you feel resistance in your body, in your mind? Are you somehow opposing the working of God's hands? Well, note those feelings for a moment. Thank the Holy Spirit for the awareness of where your life needs to be shaped and formed right now. And if your mind drifts, not to worry. Just softly whisper, Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. practice centering on your breathing. Join me in taking a deep, full breath. And another. And one more, but hold this one for a moment. And as you breathe out, center on surrendering. Once more. Now try counting back from five with each exhaled breath centering on transformation. I want you to center on breathing in new life and breathing out resistance. Feel how your body becomes more peaceful as your breath transforms you, as each breath changes your earthly spirit to one of divine. Just breathe back from five. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander and resist the work of the potter. But thank God for that awareness and center back on how His hands are shaping you. Start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10, and with each exhale, remember, Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. As you breathe, stay centered on the guidance of the Spirit of God. Become deeply aware of how you are being shaped and formed by God. Just center on the rough becoming smooth. Center on harsh becoming gentle. Center on folly becoming wisdom. And on weakness becoming strength. Is your mind still resisting the shaping of God? Well, don't judge yourself, but remember to pause, breathe, and center back on surrendering to the working hands of God. I know this can be difficult. So take this next minute to center your mind as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Listen for his message to you in these ancient words from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8, and we'll start in the Christian Standard Bible. Yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We all are the work of your hands. Did a recurring word, image, or thought come to mind? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how the Holy Spirit wants to shape you. Listen once more. Yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We all are the work of your hands. What thought did God's Spirit make you aware of in this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on how the Spirit of God is transforming you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the English Standard Version. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt into the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Please be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look. We are all your people. What about this passage most resonated with you? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of surrendering to the shaping hands of God. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words as you listen from the New American Standard Bible. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and all of us are the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Behold, look now, all of us are your people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what deep longings are you ready to share with him? What part of your life needs the most shaping and molding? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, not to worry. Just acknowledge the drifting and pause, relax. Bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord God, mold me and shape me with the work of your hands. With your eyes still closed and your mind at rest in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see the lump of clay in the hands of the skilled potter. Watch as the wheel begins to turn, as bumps become smooth, as rough becomes gentle, as neglect becomes noticed, as what was misshapen becomes beautiful, at what is distorted becomes a piece of art. Well, for this next minute, I want you to feel your life becoming smooth and gentle too. I want you to be noticed and cared for in the skill hands of the divine potter. I want you to accept being made beautiful, pure, perfect, righteous, and holy in the tender working hands of God. Center once more on your breathing. Only when you're ready, slowly open your eyes and smile. How do you feel different than when we started? Transformed or still resisting his change? Either is fine, but rest here a recipient of the promise that God is still at work in you, molding and shaping you. And receive the gift of this closing benediction to remember that the Lord God is your heavenly Father. We are the clay, and He is our potter. You are the work of His hands. So may you know the love of Christ, the shaping of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the working hands of God in your life now and always. Amen.